Yes. After we made many preparations, this week also we spoke a lot when we learned what slichot, forgiveness, means. Today we are entering a very special state as a root and branch, of course, because we are in the branch of the upper root, which is called Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of a new state. We are entering a state where we begin to feel, in practice, that the Creator is ruling us. He is the King. He is the force that rules. Before that, we had a time, a period of scrutiny, of slichot, when we were under the rule of another king. The Creator created the evil inclination, and He gave it the power to rule us. After we felt we were included with the evil inclination, then preparation was made in us so that we can already discern between the good and the bad according to what how the Creator discerns between them and wants us to know it and feel it and control, be in control of it. And we are entering the getting to know the Creator, the path of faith. When a person receives the feeling of godliness personally, that the Creator is the one who rules the whole of reality. There is such a general force of nature, and only it rules the whole of reality, and whatever exists, there are other forces that are against it. It's only in order for us, the created beings, to be able to examine one force opposite the other force, because otherwise we won't have any sensation. The created beings can feel, understand, calculate, exist only in between these two, between the two forces. Let's say bad and good, light and darkness, it doesn't matter how you call it, but for us to have such a discernment. And therefore, the situation in that now we want to reach, and especially on these days, which for us will be like congresses, because we are gathering together in order to have a strike of scrutiny, to feel one another and in the connection between us, to scrutinize this force that is doing the opposite things to us, darkness, confusion, and that on top of it, we will start to scrutinize what is the force of the Creator, the upper force, the force of connection. Certainly all of these scrutinies cannot be done by an individual person, but only inside of the support of the friends, because we are with you together in a special general collective stage called the general collective repentance, the last generation, the generation of the Messiah, when the Creator, the force that is pulling us towards connection between us, so that in the connection between us, we will feel a single desire, a single force, and that way we will start to feel reality on a higher level. So, all of our work today is already called receiving, accepting the new year, Shana Chadasha, meaning change. Shana is Shinui, a change, a new change. And the new change is that we elevate ourselves from the degree of Malchut to the degree of Bina. All of the corrections are this way. As much as we are able to elevate our desires from the degree of Malchut to the degree of Bina. And this is a new degree. It's a spiritual degree. It is entirely in order to bestow above Malchut, meaning it's called above reason, to the degree of faith. The degree of faith means that we don't want to discover the Creator in our senses of the egoistic senses of knowledge, but rather we just want to receive the ability to bestow to Him, to be like the Creator. Not in our vessels of reception, but in our vessels of bestowal. And this is how we advance. We will acquire, with the help of the Creator, the first spiritual degree, a new degree. We will learn about it. We will long for it. We will help each other. We will connect our desires, our intentions together. And then certainly we will succeed. There is a reason why the Creator connected between us and directed us to Him. We are capable of it. So, let's try. Let's read selected excerpts from the sources on the topic of Rosh Hashanah, and bit by bit we will scrutinize it. You'll be able to ask questions, as usual, and we will scrutinize this state. Indeed, it's a very special new state. It's new for us, and it is desirable that we will all pay attention to it. So, go ahead, please. So please try to do that.
Right. So again, Abash, what is the meaning of failure in the work? They must believe that there is a leader in the world and that he also watches over with the guidance of the good who does good. When a person does not have such faith, it causes him all the sins that he commits. Since it extends from the first iniquity of Adam HaRishon, that man has the quality of self-love, and naturally he is incapable of taking upon himself the burden of faith. It follows that everything extends from the first failure, when Adam HaRishon fell into self-love. This caused the following generations to have work of simple faith. Since when a person is in self-love, the tzimtzum, restriction, and the concealment apply to him, and the upper light cannot shine for him. For this reason, a person can believe in the Creator only above reason, since the will to receive causes him heresy. Thus, the failure that Adam HaRishon had with the tree of knowledge caused us the absence of faith. Naturally, from this we come into all the sins. Therefore, the only counsel is to be rewarded with faith, for a man to feel godliness personally, so he will not need the general public to have faith from the whole of Israel. Instead, a person must repent to the extent that it is, quote, unto the Lord your God, end quote. That is, he should feel that, quote, the Lord is your God, end quote, personally. And then the flaw of the tree of knowledge will be corrected.
We hear from this that the correction is only by us reaching faith above reason. After we receive the will to receive, and then we are all in the reason within us, in our reason, then to reach equivalence of with the Creator, to be able to rise to the upper world, we can do it only by acquiring a special force called the force of bestowal, the force of faith. And this is on top of our reason, on top of our will to receive. How can we do that? We by ourselves cannot. We can only perform all kinds of tactics in order to receive from above the force of bestowal, the force of faith, as we call it, the force of Bina. And then to the extent that we will receive it, we will be able to be on a certain degree in the upper world. The force of faith that we will receive, that we will acquire, will give us the ability to feel the world of bestowal, relations of bestowal between us and also between us and the Creator, and then we will live in a different reality, not in the reality of reception in which our whole world exists, but rather in a reality of bestowal, just like in the where the upper worlds. Where the upper worlds exist. So, let's hope that indeed in these coming days we will determine for ourselves the ability to rise from being within reason to above reason. And it all depends on our collective effort, that we will think about everyone together as much as possible. Because from where does the state stem in us that we exist within reason, within our ego? Only because we have lost the connection between us. This is why transitioning to the upper world, to the spiritual world, we can do it in a different way if we connect between us. And in the connection between us, we can engage even now when we exist, while we exist in the feeling of the will to receive, in our current state. As much as we will try in all of the tens and above the tens, men, women, everyone, those who are inside of our system and those who are outside of the system, but nevertheless they hear about it, all of us together, we have to make efforts to be connected to one another as much as we can imagine it. And by this we somehow yearn and try to come closer to this corrected state that needs to be, to return to how it was before the sin of the tree of knowledge. Let's hope that we will do it. So, in the connection between us, when we will try to reach it, that we are all interconnected together, if we will reach some kind of connection between us, we will be able to start to feel in this connection between us the presence of the force of bestowal, the force of connection, which is already the Creator. This is the presence of the Creator. This is how He's revealed between us. Therefore, it says, from the love of people to the love of the Creator. Let's try to make efforts together and to reach that.
Hello, Rav. Why does he write that you need to be awarded with faith? Also about feeling godliness privately, he writes, not to... What does it mean to be awarded?
To be rewarded means that I, by myself, am not able to do these things. I perform actions, in order to be rewarded with it, in order for it to happen, in order to succeed. But to succeed by myself, I can't, because there is another force here, and it determines if I will have the quality of faith or not. Therefore, the Creator places a condition that we all exist inside of the will to receive. This is considered that we only feel this reality, this world. However, we can perform between us all kinds of efforts in order to depict ourselves as though we are already in bestowal in the upper world, in love, which is the nature of the upper world, the spiritual world. The Creator, too, is love. Connection for the sake of others is called love. And if we try to perform such efforts, even though we're not capable of it, we're not capable of it. However, if nevertheless we try to reach it, our effort awakens the Creator, the force of bestowal and love, and then He is revealed between us to some very small extent. However, it's already the beginning of the first spiritual degree. And this is how we reach it. Therefore, it is called to be rewarded with the quality of bestowal.
Thank you, Rav.
Ita 4.
La nostra correzione è la grandezza del creatore rivelata all'interno della nostra decina, la nostra connessione.
Is our correction such that the greatness of the Creator is revealed between us in the ten?
Yes. Of course, all of our correction is that the force of bestowal, the force of love called the Creator, is revealed between us in the ten as a result of our efforts. Our efforts, this means that we organize ourselves in practice, as Rabash writes, in all kinds of means and exercises. So we organize in the ten in such a way, and also that out of our organization, we ask of the Creator to be revealed. These two states, meaning these two actions, getting organized in a ten between us up to our vut and connection and everything as much as possible, and turning to the Creator out of the connection between us for Him to be revealed in us as the quality of bestowal, the quality of love, this brings about the first spiritual state where we feel ourselves as connected with the force of bestowal between us. We discover that this force of bestowal, that's the Creator, that's His revelation in us. And that way, in this state, we start to feel the spiritual world.
Chadera.
Chadera.
Chadera 1.
Chadera 1.
In the text we read, it's a bit confusing the way he phrases it. He says that one should feel that the Lord is your God personally, privately. What does that mean?
Personally means that the person who makes an effort in the ten, he can feel that the Creator dwells in the ten. However, individually, personally, it might be that the others in the ten don't quite feel it, or they feel it in a different way, in a different manner, and it's not for the whole world or for the general kli, but only for the ten that the person is in, and also only to the extent that he's included with the friends and he wants to reach from the connection with the friends to a connection with the Creator. The Creator is the inclusive one. He does not exist, He's not revealed, except through the sum total of our relations with the friends, sum up to a state where I rise above my ego, that towards all of the friends, I don't have any egoistic desire. I want to bestow to all of them, to love all of them, to connect with all of them, to be in arvut with all of them. And then the general force that dwells between us is revealed. He's already, he exists already. However, we discover him gradually. And this is called
Boker Tov, Rav.
Boker Tov.
Good morning, Rav.
Una pregunta de la decena.
Que tenemos, we have a question from the ten.
Que preguntamos qué es exactamente una fe simple.
What does it mean? What does simple faith mean?
Simple faith means that I feel the force of bestowal that is in my ten. But we all exist in mutual bestowal, and this strengthens us, it holds us. We try to make sure that it will grow stronger and stronger, that we will provide one another with our vut, and we are asking of this force of bestowal that we discover, that it will be revealed to us in a way that is more and more clear. It's like a baby. He doesn't feel the mother when he's born, or even more so when he's inside of the mother. He doesn't feel her, that this is some special personality that is taking care of him, helping him grow, well, giving birth to him. Then later on, he's in her hands. The baby doesn't feel it. It feels that someone is taking care of it. And also, who this someone is, he doesn't feel it. So, bit by bit, this is how we also reach the feeling of the Creator. So these stages through which we reach it, it is considered that we acquire simple faith. Later on, it becomes more complex. Later on, the force of bestowal that we feel, we want to resemble the mother, to be connected to the mother, and more and more.
So we reveal Creator with the power of faith. If it's so, how can I come to faith?
This is the right question. Yes, I receive the force of bestowal from above through efforts that I make in the group. This is why it says, from the love of people to the love of the Creator, that I need to come closer to the friends. To come closer means that I annul my ego and I'm willing to do everything that we need in the ten, in order to reach being connected together in one heart. And by this, I begin to understand, what am I lacking in order to be connected with them together? And then, in that same place where we connect together, by annulling the self-love of each and every one, and we want to reach a common collective love between us, in that place, I build a place for the revelation of the Creator. This is how it happens. Yes, Michael?
My resistance towards connection with the Ten, that much I feel. Overcoming that, I understand. But what do I clothe my desire to love the friends on later? My desire to be in avut with the friends, to give avut to the friends. I don't feel there is any place I can clothe it on.
You haven't yet exhausted your connection with the group, meaning you need to see how much you resist the group, how much you oppose the connection in the group, how much you hate it, how much you truly reject it on the threshold. You don't want it, you're not capable of it, you're willing to do anything but that. Only not that. After you nevertheless continue out of lack of choice, and it takes a lot of time, right? And the upper light gradually works on you through all kinds of other stages that you go through in getting organized, disseminating, giving lessons, etc. Not directly that you want to break through to connection and to, in order to bestow. Then you begin to hear it. But we have to reach the Creator only by connecting with the friends. And then you begin to be concerned in the 10. How to do it nonetheless? What is this connection? How does it come? How do I acquire it? You start to receive some attitude towards it, a certain sense, a desire, a flavor. And therefore, all of our work is with flavors, tastes. These are the te'amim, the lights that extend into the vessels and give us some attraction. And this is how we reach it.
No.
What can I do to stay in the state of faith above reason? I fall back in my own mind, in my own reason constantly.
When I'm inside of my reason, my own mind, it's considered that I'm within reason. That's my reason, my mind. If I want to rise from my mind, my intellect, to the mind of the higher degree, let's say the group, the Creator, it is considered that I want to rise from from my own degree to the higher mind. It means from reason to rise to faith. And we do it by connecting with the friends and praying to the Creator that He will give me a true connection with them, an inner connection. And then I will feel, what does it mean to be inside of the friends, integrated inside of them? And then I feel that the group is a womb where I begin to develop. And then I make many efforts in order to integrate in the group more and more until I feel that I didn't just develop in it, but I was also born out of it, meaning I already have a feeling of the new reality and I start to receive the mind and emotion of that degree, and it is considered that I'm going to acquire more and more degrees of faith above reason. On top of my reason, my egoistic reason, I acquire forces of bestowal. Yes, Rav, it sounds as though it's felt that we are entering this Rosh Hashanah, not like always where it is the corporeal people of Israel and Bnei Baruch, but it's the whole of humanity, really. The whole of humanity is entering Rosh Hashanah.
Correct.
How do we use this feeling in order to rise above reason? What's in it?
That's what we also need to try and identify in the coronavirus pandemic. We need to identify the action of the Creator there in the whole vessel of Adam Rishon, all of humanity. What is He doing? He wants, by such states that He invokes in us, I mean, every single detail, everything that happens to us happens by direct action from Him upon us. And look and see what He's doing. Gradually, He's putting us through a learning process, a practical learning process, through which we will learn that we have to get rid of the previous approach we had to life through 5,780 years since Adam Rishon, yes? And to this day, we were always only in the egoistic desire, and we wanted to establish our lives in an egoistic manner. and we got to the apex. We need no more. Right? This is enough. This is sufficient to come to know the evil, because we attain all the evil opposite the good. So, from this moment on, we need to learn only how to live in a new formula, new equation. We need to live in order to advance spiritually, to reach connection, love. Our corporeal lives we will arrange easily. We don't need anything except for what we already have, for our basic subsistence according to our natural bodies, our nature. We are animals. Yes, but we have a degree which is above the living degree, the animate degree, and that's what we're going to attain. This is the spiritual degree, and that is what we will try to. Petah Tikva 25.
Yes, Rav, you now described the formula of the new life that the whole of humanity should reach, really, where we only care for the necessary needs of the body and we truly live for spirituality. However, it sounds very progressive, very advanced. The world is still thinking about how to come back to materialism. So can you compress this formula to what's going to happen only in the next year, in the coming year? What is the nearest step that you see going towards this formula?
I'm speaking to all of you, not the whole world. First of all, we need to understand where we are. We need to take this form upon ourselves. And then you will see, accordingly, through this pattern that you will take upon yourselves in mind, in feeling, you will see, you will look at the world through it, and you will see how we can come to proper dissemination, proper attitude to humanity, and through humanity, proper relations with the Creator, because you cannot reach the Creator. I dwell within my people. Yes, you can only do it through humanity. That's the only way you can express your regard for the Creator. The more you love other people and care for them, to that extent, you don't even have to add anything to that. It's that way that you relate to the Creator. And to that extent, you need to have that as an indication, as the proper gauge.
So, we, as the world Kli, should already live in it. You see us already entering it.
At least, let's see that, yes, this is how we need to see ourselves, how we need to see our attitude towards humanity. And through that, we will see how to advance. But in that direction, we ultimately reach the end of correction.
We prepared for Rosh Hashanah, we prayed and asked for forgiveness, but now my will to receive has a power upon me. So how can I rise above it and reach Bina in my turn?
Through integration in the ten. Everything is in the ten. The more you delve into the ten, more and more, that's how you reach the end of correction. All of humanity will come together inside the ten. The Creator is inside the ten. I dwell within my people. That's how you will discover everything. If you come out of the ten with even a single thought, then you disconnect from spirituality and you need to start anew.
Bulgaria.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Вы ответили на этот вопрос, но может быть не более разъяснение. Если я люблю себя.
Hello, Rav. You answered the question, but maybe we can clarify. If I love, do I love myself? If I love myself, what makes me reach
If you love yourself more than you love others, then you don't go above Malchut to Bina. It's only to the extent that you love others more than you love yourself, and you can check this by how much you devote to others, invest in others, how you raise them above yourself. To that extent, you rise above Malchut to Bina. So don't tell that to everyone yet. This is only for Bnei Baruch for the time being. All right?
Tov. Az yesh lanu Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот то, что вы говорили, когда я пытаюсь отдавать товарищам, растворяюсь
Rav,
в нашем общем объединении, и там...
You said that when I try to give to the friends...
Теперь в моем отношении ко всему...
Well, you say that we discover there the common force of the Creator. Now, in my attitude to the rest of the world through the 10, when I try to connect it, I also discover the Creator on some other degrees, that another kind of revelation.
Of course, this is by disconnecting from Malchut, going up to Bina, we discover the Creator in 125 degrees until we reach the complete revelation, and that is called the light of Yechida.
То есть это как бы мы добавляем вот к этому уровню бины, который мы делаем в десятке, то есть какой-то мощности.
So we add to the degree of bina when we add power to the ten each time.
Bina each time in quantity and quality. Who is the creator each time, right? What his dealings are and how you are involved with all his dealings, how he organizes creation. You start recognizing his work in all creations, all of creation, all of reality, all the worlds. You need to reach adhesion with him, complete adhesion. What does that mean? That everything he does, the force of bestowal, in all of that, you are with him as his partner in such a way where you can even replace him with everything except his upper force, his force. But you take his force, his power, and you act in his name. Yes? As though you are managing all of reality with the power of the Creator. You understand? That's the degree we need to reach. And we learn it from our first form in the group. When I come to the 10, I need to connect the whole 10 together. From my perspective, from my own personal vessel. So I am like the Keter with respect to them. Then I am like Malchut. That is how we teach ourselves to be organized, connected. It's how we supply each other with Ravut. It's connection up to love. And so we integrate in the whole of creation, and through it we discover the Creator and become like Him. That's the meaning of reaching adhesion. It means that all his actions, everything he does, I do the same actions, and in each and every action, I'm adhered to him. I perform these actions, I feel what he feels. That's the fulfillment of adhesion. It's called, from your actions we shall know you.
Of the tree of knowledge.
Yes.
That I need to, should I feel personally that the Creator is mine, personally mine, that He's my Creator?
Of course.
What does it mean that personally?
That you feel that you have direct connection with Him. And you use the whole world, the whole group, everyone. You use the 10. In order to discover the Creator, to reveal Him to everyone, to bring everyone to a state in which the Creator can be revealed in them, and by that you give Him contentment. The Creator is asking you to to introduce him to the whole world. In other words, he wants to be revealed through you, through your personal vessel. Out of all the millions of vessels, he wants to be revealed in all of them, and you have to make him revealed through you to all the created beings. So on one hand, you attain your own personal creator, and also you reveal him in everyone by integrating with everyone with love and connection. Then it follows that you also discover the general creator, and you come to complete attainment and complete adhesion.
Quel outil nous donne la Kabbale à nous et à l'humanité pour arriver à ce changement appelé Rosh Hashanah?
Which kelim or instruments does wisdom of Kabbalah give us in order for us and the whole of humanity reach this change, what we call the new year, the beginning of the change?
The instrument, the kli, is simple. To the extent that we make efforts to connect above our ego, and the more the ego grows, pushing us away from each other, and the more above it we want to connect together, yes, and so we move from the easy to the hard, from light resistance to heavy resistance, but we want to connect above it. It's called love covers all crimes. Yes, to that extent, we invoke a light upon us which is greater and greater each time. And so we perhaps I'll change it a bit. It is known that the whole earth is full of his glory. That is what the Kabbalists say. They discover that it is so. How would they know? They discover it, and they write it to us. Therefore, each person should believe. Everyone must believe. As it is written, quote, I feel the heaven and the earth, end quote. Meaning that, indeed, in everything that happens around us and inside us, everything that we can feel and imagine, in all that we have to identify the Creator. He feels everything. He does everything. Ultimately, we feel only the Creator. We don't feel anything but the Creator. However, the Creator has made the concealment, so we can see it. We can see that there is a power inside us and around us, clothed in us, so as to have room for choice, so that we ourselves will want, will develop the desire to attain him, this disappearing force, this vanishing force in all of nature and inside us as well. I think, I want, I decide, I want to find, to discover why I decide. So why I want to discover the power that gives me life, that manipulates me from inside. I want to be entirely independent of myself and to see how the Creator is manipulating me. Like those with the marionette sort of theater. So I don't want to be a marionette. I want to know and to feel the person manipulating me, or the upper force which is manipulating me. And then there is room for faith, to believe that the Creator fills all the worlds and encompasses all the worlds. And after a person engages in Torah and mitzvot, commandments, meaning all the means, and keeps the commandment of choice, meaning that he's constantly by force striving to discover the upper force working around him and within him, If he invests in it enough, then the Creator reveals himself to him. And then the person sees that the Creator is the ruler of the whole world. There's only this one force within the person, outside the person. It's all just one force. Thus, at that time, a person makes the king who will rule over him. That is the matter of Rosh Hashanah, the new year. The main prayer in Rosh Hashanah is called the king. And that's what we have to achieve. The Creator being clothed in all of reality, in all of us, each one of us, and that's how we have to discover him. Meaning that a person feels that the Creator is the ruler of the whole world. And this is regarded as a person making the Creator king over himself. As long as one has not come to such a feeling, the Creator's kingship is concealed. And this is why we say, quote, on that day the Lord will be one and his name one, end quote. That is, the glory of his kingship will appear over us. Right, that is the matter of Rosh Hashanah. This is the whole correction, and this is the whole correction. Look, see what he's writing. And this is the whole correction that we must do in this world to discover that there is only one force operating in the whole of reality and in us as well. That I have no business with anything but for the Creator, and me, myself, who thinks and feels, that's also only according to the commands of the Creator. And the more I annul my egoistic self, the more I integrate with him and discover him. And that is the whole correction that we must make in this world. And by that we extend abundance in the world. For all the bestowals from above, by engaging in Torah and commandments, meaning all the means by which we discover the Creator, they're called the Torah and commandments, and with the aim to extend his kingship on us. And if we reach that, we begin to discover that only the Creator is, it's only the Creator acting in reality and there's none else besides him. Then it is said that we are in Rosh Hashanah, the prayer of the king.
Baltiafri.
Спасибо. Когда я скрываю управление Творца,
thank you. When I discover the governance, the providence of the Creator, I immediately discover the goodness in that providence, or these different stages. And how do we move from one stage to the next?
That doesn't matter to me so much. If I'm discovering the Creator as the good who does good, or not yet discovering him as the good who does good, let's say in this pandemic, we don't discover it that way yet. It doesn't matter. The main thing is that I see him as the king who rules. If it's a king who is good and benevolent, we will find that later. Maybe, not immediately. That shouldn't hinder me. The main thing for me, first of all, is to determine that there is one governance over the whole of reality and myself and in me, in us. And this governance, I'm going to come to know it, and with all my might to make it revealed more and more to all of reality, all of the created beings. That is my role, to reveal the Creator to all people. That is my duty, and then it can be said that I serve him. because he needs nothing but to be revealed in people, and to be revealed as the good who does good, who loves, according to equivalence of form on their part, but first of all, to reveal him.
Рав, сказано раскрытие света из тьмы.
Рав, it says here, the revelation of the light out of the darkness. In the world, wherever I look, I see that there is concealment upon my will to receive, upon my pleasure. I can't enjoy anything. So where is this darkness, the right kind of darkness, that is hiding not the pleasure from my will to receive, but truly hiding the quality of bestowal, the Creator? Where can I find that?
Integrate with the friends even more, and you'll discover that between them is a state where you reveal the Creator, right, very close to you. I'm telling you, you are close to this. Moscow 6.
Вопрос от товарища. Он очень просил узнать у вас, как на практике обращаться к Творцу.
A question from a friend who wanted to ask how to practically turn to the Creator through the 10.
The whole 10 should start speaking towards the Creator as if you're turning to the Creator, and in that way it will take place. That's how it's going to happen. That's it. The more you can express it in the connection between you, in your own words, you don't need to be wise guys and to search for all kinds of a special way to plea. No, you're not turning to the president or anything. You are turning to the closest force to you, to your father, that is willing to do everything for you, just expecting for the right request, that it'll be for your benefit.
Go on.
То, что вот он наполняет меня, то, что вот здесь написано, это происходит в моем слиянии, как бы.
Yes, but the fact he fulfills me, like it says here, with my adhesion.
It's nothing. Forget everything. First of all, through the friends, with the elvut, with the mutual support, as much as you can, above the distance between you, when you reject, when you hate, that you don't want anything above any connection. If you perform a connection above it, then according to that tension between hatred and connection, according to that, the light comes. The light comes to you too now, but you don't have no rejection between you, no connection, but a little bit according to that, the light is there, but in such a small way that you can't recognize it. You can't feel it. We have to reach a state that not only that we feel we have something, but as much as there is hatred, a few kilos of rejection, then a few kilos we have light of drawing it, and then we can really measure it. And by that, feel the intensity of the light, the revelation of the Creator in us. T18, what else do we have?
Right, I wanted to ask, revelation of the Creator, is this something that needs to be a desire inside of all of us? This revelation we speak of?
Revelation isn't a desire. Revelation of the Creator is a feeling and a desire that is aimed in order to bestow. Then, in my desire that is aimed and to bestow through the friends, through that we discover a special phenomena an upper one, that it's the force in order to bestow. And that's called revelation of the Creator in the created being.
And how does this state come to me, the one that you just described?
From being drawn to connection with the friends, according to what the Kabbalists command you.
So if I now don't feel anything, I don't feel any desire for this, so what does it mean?
You didn't feel as much as you're rejected from the friends and as much as you're drawn to the friends. For now, I guess you don't have the difference between these two states. You in your heart don't feel that I hate them, but in that, in a different state, I love them. And there's no difference between the hatred and the love. So you don't have a place where you can feel the gap between hate and love. And that is called your kli. Because in the kli you have aviyut and you have overcoming the purity. So you don't have those two opposites. And they could be so close to one another that you can't feel anything. But if you sometimes have hatred towards a friend, and sometimes, well, disregarding everything, and sometimes love and drawing towards them, and you feel yourself as being between those two forces, then you have a place to reveal the Creator as the advantage of light over darkness. If the gap between hate and love is small, you can't feel anything. If it's bigger and bigger and bigger, then you can feel it. If you start aiming yourself more towards connection, and against that you fall into hatred, and then more connection and love, and then more hatred, and between those two, the gap keeps growing and growing, so you, by that, can start feeling the revelation of the Creator in a clearer way.
And this work is individual to me, or is it of all of the ten together?
No, you, it's for everybody's, everybody. That's how it is.
Good morning, Rav. We have a question from a friend of ours, Pascal from the Congo. He asks, how do you see the state of the world kli in the new year, and how can we attain this state?
I hope that everything we learn today, theoretically, we will be able to attain practically within us, within the connection between us and the Creator, will be revealed. And when He will be revealed, then we will most certainly begin to feel the connection with Him and how, together with Him, on the one hand, us, on the other hand, Him, and how together we begin to come closer and to do mutual actions. I think that it is achievable. It's at the reach of our hand. And even those who are beginners and who don't understand or feel, if they will be together with us as much as they can, then they too will experience the same states, and they will advance quickly, like kids that are born today. They enter our world. Why don't they start off like they would 5,000 years ago? Because it's related to the time they were born in. So the same people that now are among us, if they want to advance with us together, there is no problem at all. They will very quickly enter within the connection between us, reveal the Creator, and continue. Okay?
Okay.
Вот в этих пустотах, о которых мы говорим, вот между отторжением и покрытием.
Hello, dear Rav, in the same gaps that we reveal between the rejection and the love, it's difficult to hold on to this point.
Within these two states, between hatred and love, it is easier for me to rise above myself, that I try and do so only for the Creator, in order to stabilize this spiritual kli, which is aimed towards Him. I guess we need to read it again.
Again, excerpt 4, letter 65 by the Rabash. Now is the month of Elul, and it is customary that even ordinary people, meaning those with view of landlords, engage in the matters of repentance as well. What is the difference between landlords and students of Torah? The difference is that a landlord is one who wants to feel that he is the landlord in the world, meaning that his repentance in the world will grow, that he himself will be rewarded with a long life and many possessions, which is called the persistence of reality. Students of the Torah are those who engage only in annulment of reality. He wants to be annulled before the Creator, and his only entitlement to exist in the world is because the Creator wants it, but he himself wants to be annulled. Also, he wants to bring all his possessions as an offering to the Creator. And the only reason he engages in obtaining possessions is because it is the Creator's will. This is the meaning of saying that the view of the landlords is opposite from the view of the Torah. Since the view of the Torah is annulment of reality, and the view of the landlords is persistence of reality.
Муван.
Is that clear?
PT 34.
PT
34.
Rav, if I discover the Creator in the Ten, so all of humanity also reveals the Creator along with me?
Only you. PT 29.
What's annulment of reality?
Annulment of reality is that I don't want to receive anything from him. PT 19.
Those landlords, is it the opposite? Who are those opposite of the Torah?
If you want something of this life or of the upper life, but you want it, that is considered that you are the landlord.
And who are the sons of the Torah? Are we the sons of the Torah?
Who's we?
Bnei Baruch around the world.
No, not at all. I'm not talking according to names. I'm talking according to a person's desire. You want to bestow, so you are considered the son of the Torah. You want to receive, then you're considered a landlord.
Is the intention enough?
No, the actions. The intentions you can leave at the bank. You understand? They don't accept just words, empty words. PT 10.
I wanted to ask about the state you said that I come closer to connection and fall into hatred. And once the gap grows, I can turn to the Creator. So my question is, once hatred is revealed, we talked about it a lot, how from that state can I continue to aspire towards connection?
By you determining with the friends and determining the Aravut, that if you are in hatred, they must help you come out of that state. That is the work of the group, mutual work. That instead of the Creator, you reach out to the friends. It's clear that they can help with that. You don't know how to reach out to the Creator. What's with him? In the meantime, you reach out to the friends. All these actions mutually that you need to support.
The whole world to the side of fault. Again, number 5. The meaning of Rosh Hashanah is a new beginning. When a person begins to build a new structure, it is as our sages said, one should always consider oneself half sinful, half righteous. If he performs a single mitzvah, happy is he, for he has sent himself and the whole world to the side of merit. If he commits one transgression, woe unto him, for he has sentenced himself and the whole world to the side of fault.
In other words, they're unrighteous here. Everyone is at zero, and it all depends what you do. It's good, isn't it? Because I thought that behind me there are many sins and problems, and what I deserve, And I'm told, no, from now we're resetting all of the previous past calculations. Also the good that you've done, but also the bad that you've done. Everything is reset to zero. Is that good or not? Well, let's say for Tzvika, he's sorry about it because all of the mitzvot that he did, all of the good deeds that he did, they all are erased, right? But who's next to him there? Someone.
Uri Shabtai.
Yeah, Uri Shabtai, a criminal, a great criminal. Then now it's also being reset. So I've worked so much, and now I have nothing from the past. And my friend, who is a criminal, and what has he done all year? And now it's all erased. He's now a clean slate. So I'm in a bad mood because all of my good deeds that I did over the last year have been erased. And he is in a great mood because all of his sins have been erased. So what to do? Is it better to be a criminal in order to come on Rosh Hashanah to a state of zero, and then I can be grateful to the Creator for doing such things, that He erases everything? And the other one is cursing the Creator. Look at these laws that you've done. I've done only good things, and you erased it all. And then next year, what should I do? We'll all just transgress and sin, because it will all be erased on Rosh Hashanah. Yes? Is that how we need to see the situation? Go on, discuss it. What do we do? Talking about Niv Navon.
Of course that transgressions is better, because then it's a sign that we worked correctly.
Is that why you're happy?
Yes, because then we have a kli. We have a kli, and the friends give you confidence that you can turn to the Creator even though there's a recognition of evil, and you have something to come to the Creator with.
Give me an example of a sin.
Sin that we made a great effort to connect, and suddenly evil was revealed between us, hatred, criticism, the will to just annul the friends.
Okay, yes, that's correct. Meaning the sins and good deeds are only measured towards connection in the tent. Nothing other than that. Nothing other than that. That is the main thing. And also, phase two, what's measured is closeness or distance between the ten and the world. How much material have we distributed? What actions have we done in order to bring people to the Creator? And then, based on these two things, one in the ten and one towards the world, then, based on that, we can see ourselves somehow with respect to either towards determining ourselves to a scale of merit or to a side of fault.
Can I ask about it?
Go on.
What if in the calculations a person finds that, let's say, he worked, but in the calculation to the world he sees he's nothing?
Okay, so it's so-so. What to do? Towards the general end of correction, he did nothing. And towards his 10, then maybe it seems to him that he did something. But in fact, the Creator needs them both, because they both determine a person's direction. Is he closed up in the 10, or is he continuing? Because we are in a state, what's it called?
The last generation?
Exactly. So only being closed up in your 10, it is not sufficient. It's clear, yes? Okay. So we will go on to Almaty quickly.
Good morning, Rav. Can you explain what it means to close yourself in the 10?
You need to distribute the wisdom of Kabbalah outside of the 10 to the whole world. To the whole world. Only in that way you are drawing the entire Kli, to the extent you're capable, towards the Creator.
Question.
In 2003,
the Sochi group came to Moscow for the first time for Rosh Hashanah. And Elazarov told me back then that Rosh Hashanah is a holiday where you can ask anything you want from the Creator. And the Creator takes your true desire that's in your heart and implements that, let's say, during the year. If it truly is like that, how can you bring into your heart the correct desire?
Well, what Elazarov said is correct, and is our friend for eternity, that the Creator does what seems to be for your benefit, and what you ask for is what you're capable of, how you're capable of asking something for yourself. Yes. I really appreciate Elazarov's desire, and he continues with us together. An additional friends that are with us, that aren't physically with us, but are with us eternally. Yes.
Yeah.